This is episode number 2459 of the Who Cares News for Thursday, June 8th, 2023. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Jennifer Aniston felt so much pressure to vigorously work out that she ended up injuring herself.
Oh no! Oh no! Is she going to be okay?
Well, when you're a mindset of, I need to do 45 minutes of cardio or I won't get a good workout.
What?
It's daunting. She told
45 minutes of nothing. I don't even eat for 45 minutes a day. That's too much time. I sometimes sleep for 45 minutes, but no, 45 minutes is too long.
Well, she said, I believed it for so long, I just burnt out and broke my body.
She broke her body?
Oh, no.
That's why Brad...
You'll kiss it and make it better.
That's why Brad left. That's why Justin left. Her body's broken. Last time I saw it on TV, it looked like it was okay. But I don't. What do I know?
Well, then someone kissed it and made it better, and it wasn't you.
It wasn't me. No.
My physical therapist gave me a Barbie doll that's covered in kinesio tape, Jen said, explaining that the purpose of the tape is to show every injury I've had in the last 15 years.
Well, the Barbie doll is larger than her, I'm sure, because she's nothing. She's
no
tiny,
bigger than a
little thing. Man.
So she pushed herself too hard in the past and has since turned to the low-impact home workout program, P-Volve, to maintain her strength in a more balanced way.
Now, what is P-Volve? Do you know? Or are you just... Are you familiar with it at all?
Nope.
No, that would mean that you'd have to be familiar with the E-word.
Exactly.
Okay. P-word, E-word, whatever. We don't do no damn E-word around here. No!
So, Jen says she found CrossFit to be too aggressive.
Oh, me too.
Boxing to be too hard on her wrists.
Or what? Boxing?
No. Boxing.
No. Not going to do
good
it.
Good exercise.
Not going to do it. There you go. The E-word again.
She says, whereas with P-Volve, she doesn't feel insane fatigue or broken or in pain.
Okay, so her body's not broken anymore. Did you hear that, Brad? Her body's not broken anymore, and you're available.
Yeah.
Wouldn't we love for them to get together? Isn't that like the, come on, get back together, you guys.
Yeah, maybe.
Come on, for old time's sake, just for us. Either that or her and Ross, one of the two, you know?
Nah.
No? No? See, I always wanted to see them get together. But the minute they got together, that show would have been over.
It totally
would have been over. If they would have got married, it would have been, okay, we're done. Jump the shark. Everybody go home.
Yeah,
collect your last check. Because that's what happens on sitcoms.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's like that. The sexual tension builds up.
But somehow I think that, I think the show would have been okay.
What? Would it? No, instead of Rachel and Ross getting together, they had Chandler and Monica get together. Nobody saw that coming, except maybe Phoebe. But Phoebe knows all, right?
Phoebe knows did know all. Yes, yeah. Phoebe knows everything.
And Joey, what does Joey care? He got to sleep with Rachel. So there you go.
Now, rumor had it that they were quite the makeout buddies.
In real life?
Yeah.
Who?
Jen Aniston and
Matt LeBlanc?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, that was fun.
Now, I don't know if that was ever been debunked, but that was always the rumor.
We'll have to look into that.
Yeah.
We'll have to check that out. And that might have had something to do with her breaking up with Brad.
No, it wasn't during Brad. It was probably
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
It could have had something to do with, I don't know, Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, there you go.
And I bet for all that she's putting him through now, he's probably thinking...
I didn't need this trouble. I didn't need kids.
I should have stayed.
Right.
Danny Bonaducci is recovering from brain surgery.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Latest update from Danny himself. I lived, bitches.
You know, the thing about Danny's obviously the Partridge Family.
Yeah.
You know, he beat the crap out of Donny Osmond one time.
Did he really?
He's gotten a few punches to the head because he used to box.
He used to box.
Celebrity box.
Oh, still.
I think he said that probably caused a lot of his issues with the brain.
How much did he celebrity box?
Wow.
Yeah. Jeepers.
It only takes like one really bad hit.
Yeah, that's true.
To mess you up.
Well, his brain surgery went off without a hitch.
Okay.
And now he'll start his road to recovery and hopefully a better way of living.
Well, let's hope. Because he couldn't even walk.
Hydrocephalus, I think.
Yeah, he couldn't even walk. You know, he was bouncing in the walls and stuff. He could keep his balance.
Little pinball. Yeah. Danny was under the knife for 2 hours on Monday.
Wow.
Everything went really well.
Good.
Everyone's super optimistic about his recovery, so he can be back to his crass self. He's expected to be released from the hospital in the next couple of days, but he'll be doing a lot of resting at home after.
Yeah.
For about 3 to 4 weeks. So the main goal of the surgery was to help Danny maintain his balance and getting around every day.
Yep.
He went under the knife to combat his recent diagnosis. It was hydrocephalus.
Hydrocephalus.
A neurological disorder caused by liquid buildup in his brain.
Water on the brain.
Water on the brain.
And he thought it was caused from getting hit in the head. I guess that could be it.
There's a combination of things.
Yeah,
but
sure.
Water on the brain is never a good thing.
No. And so he's got it fixed, and hopefully he's going to be better, and he'll be back to normal, back in the pink.
To whatever his normal is.
Well, it's Danny. We got lucky here in Los Angeles because we had Danny do mornings for a long time here on Los Angeles Radio.
Oh, he did, didn't he?
Remember that? He's with Jamie White, who's in Denver now. And Donnie is in Seattle. He's been up there doing mornings in Seattle. He's our brethren in radio, and we must salute him. Even though he did some idiotic things when he was younger and is kind of paying the price for it. But hey, who hasn't?
Who hasn't?
Who hasn't? Hey, with our apologies to Susan Day, because she was a partridge, too.
She was.
And Halle Berry. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.